As parts of the southeast continue to recover from last week's deadly tornadoes, a dedicated group at the Alabama Wildlife Center is helping some of the animals affected by the destruction. Andrew Yeager of member station WBHM in Birmingham has more.
A volunteer pulls a ruffled owl from a cardboard box and cups his hands around the tiny bird. Wildlife rehabilitator Lee McDonald examines it. The owl is not happy.
And if I were a little baby screech owl, I wouldn't be enjoying it either. So now I'm just going to check his eyes just to make sure I have a good pupillary response.
This baby bird was found after the tornadoes alongside its dead parents and sibling. McDonald goes over its feet, stretches out its wings, checks the feathers.
Everything seems, from outward appearances, to be in good working order.
But she is concerned about the owl's nutrition. Despite the best of intentions, the woman who found the bird didn't feed it a proper diet. The Alabama Wildlife Center does this kind of work year-round. However, Executive Director Beth Bloomfield says the number of birds received since the tornadoes is unlike any previous storm. They've been working from dawn past dusk this last week to keep up. Fortunately, most of the birds are healthy. Some feather damage, broken bones.
We had one that came in with a broken hip. We've had some broken wings.
They try to reunite healthy birds with their families. They've reunited four already. If not, the birds start the road to recovery. Intern Lynn Brown whistles to get a trio of storm-tattered baby birds to open their mouths. The birds squirm in a nest of unscented toilet paper in a green plastic berry basket. Mixture of dry cat food, yogurt, and vitamins trickles from the syringe into a bird's beak.
They're full for now. Come back in 30 minutes.
The youngest birds do require food every half hour, up to 14 hours a day. Paper clocks attached to charts track each feeding. An injured songbird may stay at the Alabama Wildlife Center 5 or 6 weeks. A larger bird, such as a barred owl, may be here up to 6 months. Director Beth Bloomfield says spring is the busiest season anyway. This time last year, they were cleaning oil from Gulf Coast birds, and this latest influx has them stretched thin. But she says if left alone, the birds would be eaten or starve. While humans are the first priority in a disaster, she believes birds deserve attention too.
People have a special relationship with birds. We appreciate their beauty. They're one of the few wildlife species that you can see anywhere, any day.
Bloomfield expects more storm-injured birds in the coming days and weeks, brought in one cardboard box at a time. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Yeager in Birmingham.
This is NPR News.